Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, along with my wonderful, incredibly intelligent... Oh, wait, she's not here today. Oh, I got Donna here.
That's so funny.
Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody. We're going to be insulting Dr. Mystery for the next 11 minutes.
I could feel that was coming, so I just wanted to make sure I got my digs in now.
You're welcome, then. Thank you.
I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. This show is brought to you by the urology practice, started in 2007 in a little old town called Round Rock, Texas.
That's why you have all that gray happening.
You know, that was unnecessary. Dr. Mystery is my real name.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
And this show really focuses on men's health topics, but also topics that men should really know about.
That's right, about their women's.
About their women sometimes.
Yeah, we have those segments called That's What She Said.
That's right. And you should know what's going on with your wife every so often.
Or at least know where to find things.
Or what she's ignoring. Where to find things.
Yeah.
We'll draw you maps.
We talk a lot about the G spot, but then Dustin in our clinic said it doesn't exist. So we know how his wife's feeling.
Yeah, I think just his wife's like, well, you still can't find it.
Wow.
How do people get a hold of us? How do people make appointments with us?
That's right. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. Our website's armormenshealth.com. You can send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com, where we will answer them anonymously. And our podcast, we are number 2 most amazing sexual health podcast, the second most interesting men's health podcast, and we have a really cool prostate health podcast, according to feedspot.com, our friends at Feedspot.
That's right. Thank you, Uncle, for making us so high on your Feedspot.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Today, we have two awesome guests. We have guests from River Place OB-GYN. Mm-hmm. The founder of River Place OB-GYN, a good friend of mine from a long time, is Dr. John Topol, and then his nurse practitioner, Ms. Dana Wicker. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Very happy to be here.
So, John and Dana. Dana, how long have you been practicing OB-GYN?
I have been in women's health for 18 years, and I've been here at River Place with Dr. Topol for the last year. We've worked together for a long time before that.
Well, that's awesome. And John, how long have you been in practice?
So we started this in 2013, but I finished residency in 2005, so Air Force for some time. And one of your docs is Scott and White for a brief minute until we're both smart enough to leave. And started this whole thing in 2013.
Very good. We often talk about the big monster that is the Galactic Empire of Baylor Scott and White often on this show. But the highlight of your career, in fact, is going to medical school with me.
That's true. Yeah, it's like I said earlier, you started out ahead of me, and then somehow you ended up in my class.
Oh, well, so nice.
I was on the 5-year plan, which is great.
Were you partying, or did you get your held back?
I did a Howard Hughes Medical Fellowship, and I did prostate cancer research. You keep it to yourself, lady.
I figured.
So what I really have become very interested about during the pandemic and just in general, and looking at my own wife and how she has managed her own health, is how much she's ignored it. And so it makes me think, what are kind of some tips and tricks that you guys have for men to know about what women should be getting done as part of their routine health as they're aging? So Dana, if you're younger, let's say you're under the age of 18, are there routine things that adolescents and young children generally should be getting done from a OB-GYN or general health screening standpoint?
Yes. Once a woman has had her period, we recommend coming into the OB-GYN office. We can work closely with their pediatrician if there's need to have, you know, concurrent care with pediatricians, but there's immunizations that are important, and having just a general checkup in their teen years can help to develop a relationship where she feels comfortable coming to us with any problems or concerns. Management of painful periods, very heavy periods, or contraception are common appointments that we have in the teen years.
And are pap smears something that you generally do, like starting off from?
Not until age 21.
Okay.
So the fear that most young women have of having a pap smear is pretty unfounded. We don't do that at first appointments.
Well, that's good to know.
That makes sense.
And then, John, I think of like the, and correct me if I'm wrong, I consider the next stage in like kind of the life cycle are going to be those years before you're trying to have a child, which I would have said in the past is up to the age of 25. But now, I mean, many of the people 40, that I start seeing are starting to, don't even start thinking about it till 33 to 35. Well, what are some of their screening considerations?
Yeah, so I think for most younger women, we are their primary care doc.
That's right.
So they're seeing us for everything. So it might be their flu, cold, but from a preventative standpoint, you know, we do start cervical cancer screening at 21. Guidelines have changed. That's not done every year, but you still see patients every year, you know, so they're still, you know, the routine screening for ovarian cancer, for example, is still based on physical exam. breast cancer screening at younger ages is still physical exam. So those things happen every year, even if you're not getting a pap smear every year. So a lot of people get confused because once we stopped doing paps every year with HPV testing, they thought they didn't have to come in every year.
I gotcha.
The annual exam and a pap smear are not the same exact thing, even though people in their head think of them synonymously. I think the other big misconception is a lot of times I hear people say, I don't need to go to the OB-GYN because I'm not having babies, right? If you're a woman, you know, we're women's health experts. Having a baby is one aspect. Fertility is one aspect. Not having a baby is another aspect. We help with that too. But just throughout the entire life cycle, we are the women's health experts. So, gynecology is women's health, right? It's not just the obstetric side. Sometimes people get fixated on that.
I think that's really important because it is true. If a busy mother out there is going to go see one doctor, they're probably going to go see their OB-GYN and not make an appointment with their family practitioner and other things. That next stage is where I think a lot of people start missing out. And I could be wrong again, but I feel like when these people get busy with their careers or having families or their parents aren't paying for their insurance anymore, they start missing out on some basic medical preventative type things. If you're advising somebody who's, say, in their late 30s or 40s, what kinds of big highlights do you want to make sure they don't miss every year?
Well, coming in to see us, we help you to decide which parts are missing.
Uh-huh.
So what I always tell patients is just come in yearly and it's our job to help remind you if it's time for a pap. But oftentimes we don't see underlying medical conditions pop up until pregnancy. So we would rather see those if you are borderline hypertensive or maybe you're pre-diabetic. Let's go ahead and get ahead of those things before pregnancy so that you are at optimal health during pregnancy.
And that's a great piece of advice because the time to deal with these is before you get pregnant. Because
right.
Once you're pregnant, now some of the medicines are off,
yes.
Off the table. You get scared for not only yourself, but also your baby. And that holistic type of care is something that we preach all the time for men. But for women, you can see it being even more important for them
right.
to address. And so then, John, as people get older, and let's say they're not having children anymore and they're going through menopause, what are some of the important preventative treatment, OB-GYN related and non-OB-GYN related
sure.
kind of thing?
So, of course, breast cancer screening is important, right? You know, most major medical societies recommend mammography starting at 40 on, but if you're high risk, that screening might be different. Genetic susceptibility to various cancers, right? If you have a family history, we help you figure out, you know, should you be screened for genetic mutations? Physical exam is still an important part of, you know, clinical breast exam, ovarian cancer screening. We, for many of our patients, are helping them decide on what the right colon screening treatment is. Are you eligible for Cologuard or do you need colonoscopy? You know, those type of things. But of course, you know, you mentioned menopause and can't talk about menopause without talking about hormones, right? And so, you know, most women will have a symptomatic menopause with hot flashes, vaginal dryness, brain fog, bone loss. And I think there was, you know, from the Women's Health Trial, which you're very familiar with 20 years ago, a lot of people got scared off about the risk of hormones. And there's a lot of benefits with hormones, too, as in your practice. I know you manage a lot of identical hormones just like we do. For the right individual, it can be the right therapy that really helps mitigate symptoms and might actually improve cardiovascular health, you know, starting at a younger age.
If I can just kind of reiterate that point. Many years ago, there was a study done that made a lot of women feel like they were going to get breast cancer if they had hormone replacement therapy. But those studies did not, in fact, show that. They showed that if you started hormones within 10 years of going through menopause, whether it be surgical or medical menopause, that your risk of cardiovascular disease and breast cancer goes down. And I'm so glad that you mentioned it, because so many people get scared off from doing routine, what I think is very healthy hormone replacement if you're a woman, because of this perception that their parents had or their mother had or, you know, somebody had given it to them, and it scared off a lot of OB-GYNs to do hormone replacement.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's just talking about the right individual. There are certainly people that have contraindications, right? Sometimes we'll see that the opposite too. Somebody
sure.
come in that shouldn't be on. But the vast majority of healthy 50-year-olds, newly menopausal, are outstanding candidates for hormone replacement for as long as they have symptoms.
So access to an OB-GYN, I think, is something that, you know, because everybody seems so busy. How do people call you to make an appointment?
Yeah, so, you know, for us, we try to make it easy to you. Of course, our office, 512-473-8300, but our website, you can book directly with us as new patients. So that's riverplaceobgyn.com. You can get in with our nurse practitioners who are both outstanding, or Dr. Shepherd or I. We're always seeing new patients. Anybody who ever needs to get in, we'll find a way to get you in if you need to be seen ASAP.
Well, I can't thank you both enough for joining us and giving kind of the guys who listen to the show and the wives that are stuck in the car with them so much important information. You guys are excellent providers. I'm such a big fan of the kind of care you guys provide and the kind of care you take. So definitely River Place OB-GYN is a favorite of ours. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Donna, how do people get a hold of
us? That's right. You call us at 512-238-0762. Our Armour Men's Health website is armormenshealth.com. And our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. Listen to our podcasts wherever you listen to free podcasts. They're amazing and they're just for you. Thank you.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mistry, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.